This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
I'm joined in studio by two of the youngest Chitsonga artists making a name in this game, man. I'm so, so excited to have them. They're representing Malamulele. And when you think Shigaza music, trust me, man, there's no way you're thinking Ama2K. Because we would know that our parents used to listen to Shigaza, right? But all you need to do is Google the hashtag Shigaza Shama2K. And you will know. You will know that there's a movement, a whole entire movement that is happening right now. I'm talking numbers. Not just the movement, but a movement with numbers. Because I'm telling you that every single month, right? Monthly. They have over 300K listeners on Spotify. Not only that, but they are a movement to be reckoned with, right? Adventure Family, help me welcome Bliss Boy and Black Myth. I have them in studio right now. My gents, what's
yes,
happening?
Yes, sir.
Since you did that with your mouth, I think I need to do that.
Shut up, bro.
You all, you good?
We good.
What's happening? I know that you guys were on the road trying to rush to get here as quick as possible. But I appreciate the fact that you took time, man, just to come and join me in studio. I really do appreciate it, right?
Man, shout out for having us.
Every Friday, I play a game. Mm. It is actually called This or That.
Yeah.
But for now, since I have both of you in studio, yeah, I'm going to call it Who's more likely to do this?
Ah, okay.
Right?
Sure.
So I'll ask you one question and you guys need to pimper each other right now.
Exactly.
Is this bro here, not me?
Sure, yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So, okay. The first one. Who's always late when you meet up?
Please. Definitely Bliss Boy.
All right. Who's always entertaining the ladies?
I knew it. Definitely Myth.
Who takes too long to reply texts?
It's hard to tell, but I definitely Bliss. Bliss doesn't answer numbers he doesn't even know. Like,
yo,
he's on that superstar call. Because he is a superstar.
Dango. All right, so who is the one who gets lit quicker?
What do you mean? definitely me.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's the one who plays around the most in studio?
Myth, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Now that we have that out of the way, at least now we know, and my Adventure Family know their culprits and people and the life that you guys live, right?
Yes,
so
right.
I need us to get straight into this, man. In terms of, you know, where this thing started, where the game started for you. And I want to find out from you, when was the time you actually realized that you have this dream? And I need you individually to explain to me, or just let us in on, when did you know, or you know what, this is the dream that we're chasing?
Nah, well, for me personally, I feel like it started like from a young, age. I feel like I always knew that I wanted to be like in the entertainment space. And yeah, man, like I grew up in a space where there was like a lot of music around me, a lot of media around me.
Sure.
So like I feel like there was never really a specific time, but it was just a thing of like throughout my childhood, like I had that dream of, you know, being this person that I'm becoming as we speak type thing. So I can say, yeah, high school days, by the time it was high school, let me put it like this, by the time I knew what a career was, I already knew this is what I wanted to do.
Okay. Yeah. My brother,
for sure.
This man seems like the chilled, quiet superstar one. Like, I don't like talking much, but we need to do what we gotta do. Let us in, my brother. Let us in.
Yeah, for sure. I know you since I was young, also, brother.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's where it started, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Now let's talk about the stage names. You know, where do the stage names come from? What do they actually mean?
Me, I got mine in studio.
Okay.
Yeah. This other nigga from this other village where I'm coming from, Malamulele.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's the one who gave me this name.
But
this
originating one. From where? You know, with soccer players, you would know, right? This one is a striker, so that's why we'll call him maybe a Jomoson or whatever the case may be.
Yo, hey.
So how did it come up with you?
I don't want to lie. I don't know. I don't know why he named me this name.
Oh, okay. And you?
When I started out making music, like
sure.
recording and stuff,
sure.
I was in a group called 444. So like, they asked me to join the group, and I didn't have a stage name at the time. Mm. So I asked this other Grootman bro of mine. I was like, hey, dog, these other boys from Skela, they asked me to, like, you know, be part of their crew, yeah, well, sure. So I don't have a stage name. And then he suggested a bunch of names, and then Black Myth came through, and for some reason it just stood out. And my understanding of stage names was that I could be DJ Watermelon. But if the music and the work is fire, then
it'll
the
work.
People, yeah.
All right. Now let's speak about something. I don't know if you've thought about this before, since this has been, you know, it originated within you for a very long time. But if you were not doing music, what is it that you'd be doing?
I'd probably be doing acting, because, like, yeah, like I said, I just wanted to be in the media space. And I kind of do have, like, some acting background of some sort. So, yeah, but, hey, no engineering, no 9-to-5. 9-to-5, no.
You don't like the desk life?
Except if it's a Capricorn FM tape.
Dango. And you, Bliss?
Yo, me, before I became famous, I used to sell phones and clothes.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I was the
that
part.
Was the hustle.
For sure.
You are a part.
I've been a street nigga for sure.
All right, man. Look, I mean, a lot of people are discovering you, you know. And for those that maybe don't know, that you've been pushing, you know, the movement for a while, filling up the clubs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, of course, there are some challenges that, you know, they come with the game, they come with the movement. But what has your biggest challenge been, you know, navigating the game?
On my side, I feel like the biggest challenge is people not giving you a chance to, like, prove yourself. Like, you know, people not believing in your vision and all of those things. So I feel like it's pretty much that, and just a lot of hate, man. People hate, bro.
They,
like,
need to hate, bro.
They gotta hate. If they
what
don't
do
hate,
mean?
It means they're not
moving.
You're not moving.
Yeah. No, they need to hate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I see a lot of people, you know, saying that they love the music, you know. Even those people that don't even understand the language, right?
Yeah, that's
now,
crazy.
Now, let's speak about, you know, the way you infused a bit of English. I see with the song Shayla as well. But is that something that you're looking in doing a bit more? You know, infusing English into Shigaz, or are you just going to leave it the way it is and keep it fresh?
I feel like with each song, it's different, but it's something that we're going to definitely do a whole lot more. Reason being, we're trying to grow this thing outside of just the Shigaza world, you know, or the Tsonga world.
Okay.
So, like, I always draw inspiration for, or we always draw inspiration for, like, people like your Burna Boy, your Davidos, and all of them.
Yeah.
Like, we don't hear everything that they say. But then there's, like, some, you know? So, yeah, it's just the little thing of just inviting the outside world into our space and having them keep it authentic to some extent, but then still be able to, you know,
I hear you.
Take it,
deliver, and just take it to the next level.
Top day.
All right, Adventure Family, I'm chilling here, man, with Suku Bilankulu, aka Bliss Boy,
yes,
in the building, and Madimba Maganyi, Manganyi. That is Black Myth. So do let me know, man, if you have any compliments, any questions for the brother, send them through to my WhatsApp line 0798996226 0798996226. This is a big song, gents. I'm sure, you know what, the love that you're getting on this song is actually crazy.
Love,
bro. It is crazy. Black Myth, Bliss Boy, Una Rams, Shayla. 5 minutes it is to 3 on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. The best of lunchtime radio is definitely in a full swing. Gents, now let me find out from you, man. Let's talk about Shayla a bit. I mean, this song is doing crazy numbers, over a million views, streams, 400K on YouTube. Like, it's still moving, right? Let's talk about making of Shayla. How did you agree, you know, and, you know, just get to that point that these are the people that you need, or this Una Rams needs to come through on this collab? How did that come about?
Yeah, I feel like with this song, my main goal, main objective with the song was to, like, try and get it to, like, bigger heights than, you know, because I had the Ashikona single, right? And on Ashikona, yes, I collaborated with someone, but then with this one, I wanted to, you know, take it a step further.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I mean, it was just a thing of, like I said, the main goal, or, like, the main objective is, like, to try and take this thing beyond this thing beyond where it is now, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, yeah, hitting up Una was just a thing. Like, I always wanted to work with Una. So, like, it just made sense for, okay, looking at the people that I could reach at the time, Una was just right there, and it just made sense because, like, he's a singer, you know. He's really good with the love songs as well, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, it just felt like the right thing to do, and then with him, you know, we boys like that. So it was just a thing of, we hadn't worked on a song together. Actually, this is like our first record together. So like, it was, we have other gang records, but this is like this was the first release.
How did you feel when it went viral, man? Take me through that.
Man, it was crazy, bro. Like, it was crazy. Like, I feel like it went beyond my expectations.
Ah.
But then that's what I was low-key praying for, obviously.
Of course.
But I feel like where it's at, or the reason why it's going down the way it is, it's TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like TikTok is the new media.
100%.
It's the new media. So, yeah. Like, just being in that space and growing and just putting my face out there, my music out there, it just... organically just started
just growing on people, and numbers started going wild.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we saw, you know, clips of you and Shandesh actually in studio. Are there any drops that we can expect from them?
Nah, that's Bliss Boy out there. Okay. That's Bliss Boy out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me about that, Bliss. What's happening? Are there any drops that we can expect? What's happening on that?
Yeah, for sure. There's a song coming soon. Let's say next month.
Next month?
Yeah.
It's going to fly off, huh?
For real, bro.
All right. Are there maybe any artists that you guys would like to work with in the near future, maybe that we haven't mentioned?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
All right. Gents, I'm out of time, man. I'm out of time. But thank you so much for coming through, you know?
Yeah.
All the best in their future endeavors and everything that you're working on right now. I can't wait to have you soon in studio yet again.
Of course.
Away. Do let me know. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Shout out for having us. And man, shout out to all the people that are showing us love. And yeah. Shout out to more growth, Ishkaza Shama, 2King, we know.
Oh, yes, and that's how we wrap it up.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.